to him, hem of his garment, got up shouting, I've been made whole, be still.
God is still working miracles.
Oh, miracles.
Miracles.
Good God of mine.
God working miracles.
Let's go back to the Bible days.
Miracles.
And see some of these
God
miracles.
Miracles.
He turned Praise God, praise God, praise God this morning. Woo! He is good, good, good. He is really, really, really good. Praise God. Trying to figure out how to start this, but thank you, Father. Thank you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, listen carefully. If somebody on here and you are under a serious curse, I saw how the curse came in, and I saw how the curse is operating. The curse, but I also know this morning we're going to have a breakthrough, because I'm going to help you, and in helping you, what God showed me is going to help other people on this line. It's going to help me too. So this morning, I need you to get you some paper towels, and I need you to anoint yourself first, because we're going to have a breakthrough. We're going to have a breakthrough over some curses, because some of you up under some curses that weren't even yours, you just brought those people in your atmosphere and came into agreement with them. And when you came into agreement with them, the curses settle over you too. You try to maybe think, how can that work? Well, I'm going to break the curses first, and I'll teach you how it works later on this week. I'm going to go through a, what's today? Today is the 3rd, let's see, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, the 9th. I'm going to go through a 6-day revival. Okay. No, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to do it on the deadline. But I'm also going to do it through teaching that some of you have and some of you don't have. In the evenings, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Today is the breakthrough day. Today is breakthrough. But I'm also going to follow this up. Now, I've never done this before, so I don't know how it's going to work. But I do know that God, excuse me, told me to do it. So it's going to be new for me, but it's not new for God, because obviously, this was already planned before he placed me in my mother's womb. So I'm going to follow this up with a, what did I say? 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, October 5th, it'll be on Omega Man Radio. Oh, wow. So maybe, okay. This is good. At 8. So maybe I'll do it at 8 p.m. from tomorrow, which is the 4th. Omega Man is the 5th. Then I'm going to do it the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, because I have something very important to do on the 9th. So important that God had me cancel that meeting I had scheduled for Texas. Yep. I can't get into the details now, but you'll see. But I've got to stay in teaching and prayer and actually do a revival.
So some of you going to be revived in the next 6 days, 7 days, counting today. But today is going to be a breakthrough day. And I'm coming against these curses. I'm coming against curses, breaking curses, period. But I'm also going to break transference of spirits of curses, spirits that are on you that have transferred from other people, family members included. So you got that? Because somebody post what I'm going to do in the chat room. I'm going to do, today is the breakthrough day. So it's going to be a total of seven day revival. I'm going to be teaching and preaching breakthrough messages for the next 7 days. And I'm going to do them, I'm going to do the evening ones at 8 p.m. Okay, so I'm doing this because God told me to, and I don't even know how it's going to work out yet. But two things I know. Too many of you are up under curses and unaware of it. And just because you think that a curse, some of you don't even think, you don't even know you're operating under these curses. But this is what you know. You know that something is wrong because you're not prospering. You're not in the place where you're supposed to be. And you know that in your heart. Remember, it's going to be supernatural. Supernatural. And I need somebody to pray at noonday, at noontime, every day for the next 7 days. Can I get a volunteer? Text me. If you would pray for 30 minutes at noontime for the next 7 days. I need you to pray at noon, 12 noon. Where? So I need somebody to pray at 12 noon in the central time zone, and I need somebody to pray at 12 noon in the eastern time zone, which I'll take the eastern. I'll pray at noon on the eastern. Okay. It's okay, guys. Okay. Great. So that's going to be, okay, this is going to be covered. And today, we're going to start it off. But whoever you are, your curses have affected a lot of people because, you see, we know, and look, God is teaching me a lot of add-on stuff, new stuff. He's teaching me and showing me things I just never really thought about because he hadn't opened up the eyes of my understanding to it. You see, you think when you have a spiritual problem that you have a problem, and it is absolutely correct, you do. But not only do you have a problem, but those spirits from your problem affect everybody around you. And most believers and Christians have been looking at other people. They've been focusing on, okay, this one did that, and my this did the other, and this, that, the other. And you missed the whole fact. The strategy of the devil was for the curse to be on you. And for you to be the instrument and the agent of his dispensing of these evil spirits. So are you hearing me? You, with the spirits in you from curses, and that's what the Lord was, and he showed me. You know what? He showed me again. Somebody called me up, listen to this, and they were, it really got my attention. It really got my attention. And so as I began to pray about it, see, that's how God does it with me. He'll have somebody call me up with something bizarre. And as I seek him and find the answer, then I realize a lot of people have the same problem. But except God reveal it to you, because he increases himself in the lives of people. Like I told you yesterday, the message yesterday was the precursor for today. If I had not had the message yesterday, I wouldn't have even been prepared for the people that called me yesterday. Listen to this. This lady called me up, and she wanted to know, did she need to break generational curses? I said, what kind? I said, spoken word curses or family line curses? It's a difference. So she said, I don't know. And she's listening to me, by the way, this morning on this line. I said, well, tell me the situation. Listen to this. She is a product of the fact that her parents had fertility problems, and her mom and dad went to the fertility doctor, and she was born through artificial insemination. So she knows who her mother was, because her mother carried him. But she doesn't know who, what, where, or how her daddy is. Now, they didn't tell her about the artificial insemination until the mom was dying, about to die. And the mom died this past week. And the dad told her the truth, that they went to the infertility clinic, and that sperm was used by he don't know who. But all this lady's life, she felt like something was wrong, and that there were so many different things in the family. And so, no, it was 2 weeks ago, because she had the DNA done and got the DNA results yesterday. That's when she called me and found out that it was all true, and that what she was feeling on the inside of her spiritually, something really was wrong. And so she wanted to know. It seemed like a simple question, but it wasn't, because she's still in shock. Because now all her family is not her family. Her grandparents, I mean, they still love her, and she's not going to leave them or anything. They're not going to leave her either. But now she's on a quest to find out who she really is, what is her real DNA like, and what was her spiritual family background. So we prayed, and we did, Psalm 23:3 ministry. He restored my soul. And we found a lot of those familiar spirits, altars, and devils. And she got a lot of answers. She got another one. She got 30-something years worth of answers. Well, actually, it would be 40, almost 50 years worth of answers. I forgot. Yeah. And she found out why so many bad things had happened to her. And I'm waiting because the demon said, and when the demon spoke out, it spoke out the name of the infertility doctor. It spoke out the name of the infertility doctor. So she went, after we got off the line, she went and found a picture of him, the doctor. And she looked just like him. So that opened up a whole new door for me of understanding. And I'm sorry to say, the doctor, who she looked just like, is on a list of infertility doctors that had over 75 children because he had used his own sperm in his own sperm bank. You ready for breakthrough? Deliverance works. This is a very educated woman. Jose, you know who this is? Lisa. She happens to be a scientist. And I went through hell and high water to rescue her about, I don't know how many years ago. Woman was deeply involved with semiconductors and CERN. I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Across the world. I want you to do something.
Brother Joe and Jose, stand up, please.
I want you to do something. Now, if you somewhere where you can't stay, stand up, or if you're in the hospital or something like that, I want you to, or if your legs are incapacitated in any way, I want you to, when I play this song, I want those of you that can to stand up. Stand up. We're going into breakthrough mode. Praise God. If you sick with COVID or anything like that, this is what I want you to do. See, one of the Hebrew root words of praise is Shabbat. Shabbat means to shout loud, Shabbat. So I want to give God a Shabbat, but I want to give him a Hallel too. So I want you to stand up just as long as you can. Like, I can't do no whole, you know, whatever, record, music, but I want you to leap. I want you to just leap. Can I see y'all leap one time? Okay. As you leap, I want you to understand that your feet are coming down on the devil's head. The Bible says we're going to crush his head. Your feet, I want you to have your feet come down on the devil's head. So I want you this morning to leap. Because see, I said yesterday, let's go up higher. So some things we do in the natural are just to manifest these things in the spirit realm. So as I play this breakthrough song by Mandisa, I want you to leap. You ain't got to do no big leap, but just leap. You know, from 2 feet up, jump, if you don't know what leap means. But you got to do it at least 3 times. Come on. Leap. Leap. Come on. Praise God, praise God. Now the Bible says in Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Praise God. This morning, I want you to renounce all contact, known and unknown, with witchcraft. Command it to go. Go! All contact with the occult, known and unknown. Go! All contact with satanic involvement, known and unknown. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! All contact with any and all forms of idolatry. Go! Get out. Get out. Any and all contact with household idols and household witchcraft. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Any and all contact with cultural witchcraft. Go! Get out. Go! Any and all contact with religious witchcraft. Go! Get out. Any and all contact, family line or personal, secret societies, secret brotherhoods. Go! Get out in the name of Jesus. Go! Out. Any and all contact with any forbidden dark side activities, known and unknown. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! Any and all transference of spirits from any person, living or dead, known or unknown. Go! Get out. Any and all forbidden activities do spoken word curses, hexes, vexes, spells, bewitchment, enchantments, soul hunters go, whether known or unknown. Go! Get out. Get out. Any and all contact. Bad, cursed foods, fruits, drinks, known or unknown. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Including from any restaurant, any cooks, any chefs, go! Any contact with any healthcare providers involved in occult, satanic, idolatrous witchcraft, sorcery, wizardry, alchemy, and shamanism. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go! Now, I renounce all transference of spirits of witchcraft from any person that went to a witch, a wizard, a sorcerer, an alchemist, or a shaman trying to get help, and they turned them into a witch, whether known or unknown. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. All the way out. Go! I break the power, whether known or unknown, from any and all evil human spirits through the use of any instruments, charms, chains, crystals, rocks, stones. Go! Known or unknown, go! Curses from any land, cement, asphalt, dirt, go! Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of those curses all the way back to the Tower of Babel, all the way back to Adam and Eve. I break their power. I command those spirits to loose God's people and let them go. Go! Out. Now, I need you to do what you did with your Shabbat. Only I want you to call on the name of Jesus as your Lord and your Savior to free you forever, according to the word of God, whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. And I want you to get back up on your feet. I want you to leap again, knowing the devil is under your feet. Let's go. Let's go. Move something. Breathe. Breathe. Let's leap. 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 give the Lord a Shabbat. Come on. Jesus! 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 So! So! I believe that before the night is over, somebody is leaving here with a breakthrough. Somebody's going to leave you with a breakthrough in your heart, a breakthrough in your mind, a breakthrough in your finances, a breakthrough in your family. I need about 50 people to shout, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough, breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, breakthrough. Come on, clap your hands up high, everybody, come on.
My enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. still delivers. He still makes a way out of no way. Do you believe in the God of your breakthrough? Yeah, yeah. Weakness breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship. Breakthrough in my praise. Breakthrough when I live and glorify your name. Breakthrough when I dance. Breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough.
I need you to ask God to fill you. Fill, God. Fill. Every area that was emptied out, fill with more of your precious Holy Ghost. Power. Power. Fill. Fill.
The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our souls. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God. Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Heal me,
cleanse me, Holy Ghost.